Many years ago, I was playing golf at Colonial Country Club, and when we went into the pro shop, the golf pro, young guy, was in there, and he had a whole sheet of price tags, like those peel-off price tags. And he had two colors of pen, and on every price tag, he was writing one price, $49.95, on every one of them. And then he'd take the other pen, which was red, and mark it out and put $29.95 on all of them. And then he put the tags on the golf shirts in the golf shop. And I don't think the older pro would have appreciated our seeing that as the customers. But we went back out on the course, and one of our people in our group was a professor of business. And she said, that's called reducing cognitive dissonance. And I said, what does that mean? She said, we feel like we're getting away with something and we're taking advantage of something offered to us if we think that it was originally priced at $50 and we're only paying $30, we're more likely to say, oh, okay, well then that's a good thing for me to do. I don't mind spending $30 if they reduce my cognitive dissonance. There is much in our world and in our own individual lives that we do so that we can proceed with a clear conscience and reduce the cognitive dissonance. We love to reduce it every way we can. We love to quiet the noise that says maybe you shouldn't do this and do this, or the voice that says maybe you shouldn't say this and do that, because that causes dissonance in us, and so we find ways to make ourselves feel better about what we're doing. We dislike dissonance so much that we even reduce it when we find it in the gospel. We take the world-changing power of God and we reduce it to a message of be nice. But sometimes being a Christian and building God's kingdom is more about refusing to be nice and refusing to go along with the way things are. The biblical prophets certainly did not make nice with the system. They emphasized the ultimate sovereignty of God. Isaiah describes God and saying God gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. That is not going along with the system as it is. The prophet pushes back hard against human self-reliance and self-determination. He pushes back against competition that exalts us against accomplishment. All of the prophets keep reminding us God saves us. We do not save ourselves. And as Christians, it's important that someone among us, someone we trust, at least occasionally makes us terribly uncomfortable. Sometimes we have to increase the noise, increase the dissonance, because the world is not fine as it is. Someone has to continually remind us that this world is not all there is. Sometimes we have to say to the people around us and to ourselves, I can no longer sit silent and pretend this is the way God wants the world to be. Most people would prefer that we keep our religion safely away from our so-called real lives. When we try to exorcise a demon, as in questioning the status quo, we hear a message within and outside that says, mind your own religious business and keep it out of politics. Keep it out of professional sports. Keep it out of capitalism. If we pretend that the injustices of politics and society and profiteering are meant to coexist with Christianity comfortably, we let the demons live on within us and around us. The interests that rule our world, especially in our American culture, profit and status, and unfortunately inequality, those forces don't want us to mix Christianity with them. Those powers in our comfortable world want to reduce the noise, the dissonance, and they become the demons that cry out. We rationalize and we reduce the noise in the distance either by making peace with injustice or by saying we're too small to change the system anyway. But that making nice and staying within the system is not always what God wants. In our gospel story today, we have a progression. We have a healing. Jesus first heals Peter's mother, and then she begins to serve the greater good. And then Jesus sends them out after they have prayed and sort of gathered their forces, sends them out and starts to cast out demons. The world is not okay the way it is. Christianity is not meant to coexist with injustice. It is meant to exorcise it. My mentor and friend, John Jenkins, has always said that the best sermons come when you preach to yourself and others happen to be in the room. I struggle a lot with this dissonance. I struggle trying to find a way to live in this world without being of this world. I say that I don't want the world's measures of success, but I feel more important when our church attendance numbers go up. Shouldn't I preach the gospel, even if it makes people so uncomfortable that they stay away? I say I want social justice, but I also sort of tacitly sanction the making of products in unthinkable working conditions so that I can afford them. I want to help the poor, but I just assume they didn't frighten me by approaching me on the street. I want the demons that are mentioned in Scripture to be something symbolic or something unknown or unnamed so that I can be sure demons do not touch my life. Or I like the demons that exist in the movies. You know, the ones where the heads spin around and they spout venom. And they can be conveniently exorcised in 2 hours before you leave the theater. That's the kind of demons I like. I want my religion to be safe and tidy. I want the noise to stop. And perhaps like that golf pro, I don't want to know the real cost of what we're doing here. I want the dissonance to stop. I don't want to give up the life I've learned to love. I want the price tag to be comfortably within what I already decided to do. But the other parts of my life, the ones so dissonant from the message of Jesus, continually protest against being cast out in the name of God. And so I pray, dear God, give me the strength to do better. Help me to silence the demons of the world. I am so sick of hearing that dissonant voice intruding on my peaceful little life. Yes, I want to be comfortable and complacent. But down deep, I don't want to make peace with injustice. Despite the fact that I don't like the noise, I cannot afford to keep changing the price tags and pretending the world is okay as it is. Amen.